Kanji
Cupid
Bishala.
shot and the birds and the singing of the birds. Is that what it's about?
It doesn't, well, Shabbat Shir is Shirat Hayam,
Oh.
Kriyat Yam Suf. The birds thing is from the Mun, because at the after Kriyat Yam Suf, they're in the desert, they complain, and Hashem says, here you can have Mun and Slav, and the birds would eat the leftover Mun, so the people wouldn't sin, take extra. So we feed the birds on Shabbat Shira, but nothing to do. It's not Tu Bishvat. Shvat's not for another week, right?
Oh.
Okay, but Shabbat Shira, right? Az Yashir and Shirat Hayam, and I can talk about laning. If you pay attention to the laning, there's a special tune for the laning. I can't write it down, but it's as if you read the normal laning, as Yeshua Shabbat. What is the
That's the Megillah, no?
It's not really a Megillah.
It's not Megillah, Esther.
It's not a Me I'm not good with music, so I don't hear it in my head as Megillat Esther. It's more of declaratory, it kind of ends on a triumphant note every pasuk.
And
Yogas.
it's a whole shira, not just this first line, the whole
No, so
thing.
it's generally so the different minhagim exactly what you do. Most of the time they do any pasuk that has Hashem's name in it.
Oh.
Shem Yimloch v'Olam Va'ed. Well, so it's most of the psukim end up that way. Okay, and
Okay.
this is from an article on yeshiva.org, which has a great tagline of Bishvil Ze Yesh Internet.
This looks like a great book for Jack.
What?
This book you're quoting, Hilchot.
This is not a this was a This was a website.
Oh, it's not a book.
This is here. This is this. Now he, I don't, I think he actually has a book. He may has a book. This is from Yehuda Lev. It's a chapter here on this website. Now, does he actually have a book of it?
It's a good hat.
He's got a black hat. Okay, he's got good. Yes, he's got these chapters here, but I think this is. I don't know if he's actually had a book of this. It's a book of it's his got it looks like a newsletter, like weekly. This is not the
Oh,
Minhagim. This is for Shabbat Shira
okay.
and Parshat Yitro. So Bishalach Yitro. So
Hilchot v'halichot. That's cute. Okay.
Yishno Anogim. Okay. The Rabbi Kupferman uses that a lot.
What?
Yehuda Kupferman from Michalah. Use that expression, halachot v'halichot, sort of the
What?
things we learn of, from which basically look at Tanakh of sort of halacha and agada things. There are halachot to the rules and halichot to the way things are supposed to be done. They're not
Yeah,
necessarily black and
it's a
white
good
rules.
what
Something
alliteration
like
or
that.
something.
Okay, so but the specific halicha, not halacha, for this week's part is Yesh HaNogim, Likro Psukim Meshira B'Nigun Miyuchad. They have a minhag to read some psukim from Shirat Hayam, either all of it, just the dramatic ones, just the ones with Hashem's name in it. There are various minhagim with this unique miuchat, with this unique nigun. But Tom, the reason, Kedela Farsem Hanes, so great Yam Suf, to proclaim the miracle. Shamru Yisrael Shira, right? They sang a song, so we're going to sing it. It's not just going to be chanting it, it's more of a song tune. That's Shirat Hayam. It's not just the main text of the Shirat Hayam. We also save that same tune for that little snippet from Miriam's song. Same thing. We have Batarina Miriam, Shirla Shem Kigoga, Susrachora Mavayam. Same way. But if you listen to Laning, the Baal Kori would probably use a special tune for two phrases in the whole narrative leading up to the song. We're just describing Kriyat Hayam. I'm sorry?
No, this is very interesting. I have to ch make sure Jack if he's learning this part.
I'm sure he knows this. I have no doubt that he knows this. But if you look at back at the sort of the narrative of the story, it says, Moshe spread his hand over the sea. Hashem moved the sea with a strong east wind, the whole night. And the sea went dry. The water split. Bnei Yisrael went into the sea on the dry land. That the water was a wall on their left and their right, and that's also sung in this special Nigun Miuchad. And then they're going through, and then Bayit Moshe Yado Al Yam, and Moshe waves his hand again over the sea. Bayashav Ha'am Lifnat Boker, and the water returned as it became morning. Late to note its original strength, and the Mitzrayim Nasim Lekarto, as the Egyptians are rushing toward it. Vayneret Hashem Mitzrayim B'toch Hayam, and Hashem literally scrambles the Egyptians in the sea.
What's that word, Vayina Air?
Air, right? I should
Vayina Air, what is it?
begin.
Vayina Air?
Yeah, I translated scramble. See.
Vayina Air? Vayina Air? What is it?
He translated his, but and Lord overthrew Mitzrayim.
Bayin air.
Yeah, see, I'll see Rashi classically.
Bayin air.
Here. So this is the way he playing the air is Rashi Kadamshim in the air attack today, like stirring a pot.
Oh.
Ofecha Elyon mixing it up. Kacha Olim Yodim, okay, Rashi. Hashem stirred this sea. Let's put it that way. Mitzrayim, he stirred the Egyptians into the sea. Vayeshuv HaMayim, and the waters returned. Vayechutzu et HaRechav, and the water covered the chariots and the cavalry. Kol Chel Paro, all of Paro's army. Aba'im Acharei Bayam was chasing after them. V'nishar Behem Arachad, none remained. V'nei Yisrael Hachu B'Yavetel B'Toch HaYam, and B'nei Yisrael were going on the dry land through the sea. Same nigun miyuchad for that phrase. So the phrase is repeated. Both of them are said in this nigun miyuchad. So why sing those particular ones? You understand singing the shira. It's a shira here, but this is part of the narrative. Why sing those? So the minhag most often cited, not what's done, because what's often most often done, if I tell is to sing both of them. What's often cited is to sing the second one,
What
okay?
was the first one? Second is Hamayim.
Right. The second, first one, the same thing, right? When Israel went in the dry land, by
Oh.
Mayim lahem chomam, and then Moshe raised his hand, and the water is
Oh, it's
coming
the
back.
same
When Israel
thing.
goes, same phrase. So it's repeated. So obviously, we have to think about that. Why repeat it?
Okay.
But and the next line is by Yosha Hashem by Yom Israel Mitzrayim Hashem that we say in Zimra and go straight to the Shira. So again, our Rabbi Huda Leiv and Halachot Hilachot says, "V'nagul again gam," and the minhag is also to sing in this special tune the pasuk of Av, "Hamayim lahem chomat mimi hasheni," the second one, Samuch LaShira, the one that's right before the actual Shira. Batam, and the reason is, parsem, to make it clear, hefech hamashugaim that it. The opposite of what the crazy people say, a little bit judgmental here. Homrim, it's okay, we can be doing that. Homrim, who the ones who say, Shekriyat Yamsuf, that splitting this, why is that one? Oh, I'm going to assume he means. Let's go look at it now.
Oh, very good change.
Well, the question is, what did she write? Right. Let's hear. Here's his original article. De-de-de-de-de. And here's his article. You can hardly see it again. He has an aleph there. That's clearly a typo.
Wow.
Okay. But I'll correct them. Okay. If it create Yamsuf, I should put a little sick there, but I won't. I'll just anonymously correct it. Yeah, okay,
It's
then
the
explain the
opposite of
sick.
sick, right? If you correct it, you don't put sick, right?
Right, I should put that in brackets, or I could leave it Aleph as a sick. But I'm not going to. I'm just going to
No,
lie.
I won't tell anyone.
Thank you. So create. Okay, so you see the Meshuggahim though talking about create Yamsuf haita machmat tanai. Geut v'shafel, which I had to look up, means high and low tide. That the Kriyat Yamsuf was a cause of a coincidence with high and low tide, and it was
Oh.
perfectly natural. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's Meshuggah say that.
No, just the expression for high tide and low tide is
No.
geut elevated and shafel and low.
No.
But that's actually, Google Translate just takes that. Due to tidal conditions.
That loses something, but that's it. I got it.
What? Okay, that's
No.
what you, yeah, right. So we're going to sing that because that's the miracle, right? Tamacher, another reason, Shemin, why do we sing that particular pasuk? Shira, that's the introduction to the Shira. So we're kind of going into the Shira there. And I just found an article of the Meshuggahim. This was an article from Smithsonian Magazine that Drew's, I don't know who Drew was, but a scientist found that based on a slew of archaeological evidence, it wasn't actually the Red Sea, but the Eastern Nile Delta. We all know that. They didn't go south of what's now the Red Sea. They crossed over where it's now the Suez Canal, that before was a bunch of lakes. Right, it was Yam Suf, the Reed Sea. A body of water came called the Lake of Tanis. I was going to call it the Lake, the Great Salt Lake, that did the parting. The Washington Post explains. Given the conditions of the lake a couple of thousand years ago, a coastal phenomenon called a wind let set down, very strong winds, in other words, could have blown in from the east, pushing the water to create a storm surge in another part of the lake, but completely clearing water from the area where the wind was blowing. As Washington Post writes, such events have happened fairly recently in parts of Lake Erie and in the Nile Delta. So you want to be a perfectly naturalistic approach to create Yam Suf, it was just they were just in the right point where the tide was low enough and the wind blew and it was dry. You could split the Lake Erie if you want, have your own miracle. His point, though, it's Meshuggah, it's nonsensical to look at it that way because, I mean, if you're not going to believe the Torah literally, if you're not going to believe the Torah, why believe that the splitting happened at all? Right? Why try to make up some kind of naturalistic explanation? Just
Yeah.
it didn't happen.
Well, right.
So we're saying that the Hamayim Lahem Choma was the essence of the miracle, right? They're singing because the water is because there wasn't a wind set down and what they call it, but it's Hashem's active intervention in the world, and that's what it says in the next pasuk. So Bnei Israel saw the great hand that Asher Asher Mitzrayim, the great power that Hashem did and acted in Egypt. Hamet Hashem, and they feared God. Yamina Hashem, they believed in God. Moshe Avdo and Moshe. This is a miracle, so that's why we sing that Mayim Hamchama. That was the miracle. That's what they saw.
Could we go back for 1 second? Why is it twice?
Ah, that's a good question. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Okay, that is a good point. But right now we're saying that this last
Okay.
one is the introduction to the song, and that was as the miracle. So we're going to sing it.
Right.
We haven't talked
Okay.
about why twice.
Okay.
Okay, and so the second reason, Hushamuch Lashira, is the introduction to the song. So we sing it. But
But I
there's.
don't think that's a good question. You don't have to believe literally that there was a flood to believe the Torah.
No, but you don't have to find a naturalistic reason for the miracle. If you want to take it as metaphoric or spiritual, then take it that way. I got to find a natural reason why the sea split is a funny way of looking at it. If you're going to say, yeah, Bnei Israel right there and the sea split in front of them, they escaped. If you're not saying that's a miracle, now it's consistent to say, okay, that actual event didn't happen. You can say that.
Can say it's recording a historical event that happened.
Right.
Wasn't God, it was a
Okay, but
storm.
it's an odd. I just think it's an
Yeah.
odd thing to feel obligated to do because there's no independent evidence of it happening outside of the Torah. So it seems like an odd thing to try to do, to try to give naturalist explanations for events in the Torah. If you're not going to Yeah, well, something happened.
All
Well,
right.
okay. I
Okay.
mean, then just
Okay.
if
Anyway.
something
Okay.
happened, then they left Egypt, and
Yeah.
but anyway, so we're gonna sing it. We're gonna say it's a miracle. Okay? We're gonna take in the Torah as this is it is a description of a miracle. How you would, what do I do with that in terms of actual history is a separate question entirely. But says our Rabbi Yehuda Leib in our Halacha Yilkot, there are those who only sing the first Akaret, not the second.
Oh.
Yesh shenagu again be hamayim lehem choma harishon. Okay, so before looking at the reason for that, we have to look at the reason for being. That's your question. Why is it? Okay, and that is the reason is because level pshat there are two different miracles. The first one, hamayim lehem choma, was the splitting of the sea. The second hamayim lehem choma was as the sea was collapsing around the Egyptians. And it was still a wall for the Jews. So it was a much more fraught and much more dangerous moment. Okay, it's one thing to be going through a canyon and then walking through a canyon while the walls are collapsing. You can watch it collapsing right behind you. That's the second Mayim Lahem Choma, right? It's falling down. Okay, and this is the Ibn Ezra. And when I talk about Bnei Yisrael, Hukub HaLashah, Tam Lahazkir Zeb. Why am I mentioning this again? Because this is as Paro's army was drowning. And the Bnei Israel were still, some of them were still crossing over. Zehaya. Haya Pela Pela. And that was a miracle with a wonder within a wonder. Miracle with a miracle. Kibokom Israel over him. Because we're Bnei Yisrael, we're crossing. Hayasham Ruach Kadim, that was the east wind, Mevayesh, was drying it, and Makom Paro, where Paro was, Bechelo and his army, Hevi Hashem Ruach Acheret, was the west wind, Lehumam, to confound them, Hamam Hamayim, Shenikrashu, to pull down the water that had congealed, Venasu Chomot, that had been walls. So that's the here and here.
Nikrishu. Nikrishu is an odd word. Not odd. I don't know it.
Yeah,
Nikrishu.
the crush is to congeal.
Oh.
Okay, that's actually a phrase from the pasuk.
This keresh is like a plank of wood, I think.
Okay, but it's
I
talking about
think. Maybe not.
okay, kafu here.
Piled up floods.
Yeah, I think the music carries here. I'm not sure, okay. And so we have this picture, and I put it in black and white because so I could print it more easily. But this is from Gadi Pollack's Haggadah, the Cat's Haggadah. Have you ever seen this
Oh,
Haggadah?
no.
Gadi Pollack is an Israeli, he's an amazing illustrator.
Oh.
Brilliant. But here we got the Egyptians all drowning in the sea at the same time that the Jews are all walking peacefully through these walls of water. And it's happening basically at the same time, one right next. And in the Haggadah,
Wow.
this is a fold-out page.
Oh,
This,
cool.
yeah, it is amazingly cool. It's called the here's the Cat's Passover Haggadah. It is absolutely stunning.
What's it called? The Haggadah in art? What?
The Cat's Passover Haggadah, the art and
The
faith
art
redemption.
of faith and redemption. Well, that would be a good gift.
It is, yeah. It's very graphic. Okay, I mean, there's blood and body parts.
Boris Chait, we know him.
Oh, really? Okay, so he did
He
the. He
was
wrote the.
the. He was the rabbi's, one of the rabbi's sons, the music group.
Is that right?
They wrote Miha Ish, the song we know, Miha Ish, HaFetz
Okay, I
Chaim.
don't.
They wrote the music of that.
Oh, okay. So he's got
Rabbi
a couple of
Berkshire.
books on halacha and things like that, the mitzvah boat, things like that. So he wrote the commentary in this. I got a, and Gadi Pollack did the illustrations. Anyway, so that's the kind of this picture of them at the same
You
time.
have it, huh?
Yes. So that okay,
So
that's in the
this
level
is
of
the
Peshat.
omen. This is the big deal, the
Right. So
seed.
this second Yamayim Mahem Choma is a very fraught moment. So the tensest moment is captured by the Agada and the Mefarshim on this, that the second Hamayim Lehem Choma wasn't necessarily something to sing about, okay, because it was so dangerous. So this way again back to Rabbi Yehuda, and that the Yesh Nagul again b'Shira Hamayim Lehem Choma HaRishon. Okay, you only sing the first one, not the second one. But Tom, the reason the feed b'Sheni, because in the second one, and you didn't pick this up because I didn't point this out. Chalma below vav.
Oh,
Look carefully;
believe.
it's spelled differently. Okay, chalma with the male, and the second one is chalma chaser. Okay, so that's something that the Midrash obviously wants you to pick up on. With Dorshim, al tikri choma el chema. Read it as chema, meaning anger. That this was where you are condemning Israel. There was this criticism of Israel, prosecution, kategor, that they were of the Avodah Zarah
In Mitzrayim.
in Mitzrayim, and as they left, okay, they didn't abandon their Avodah Zarah as they left. They had two mitzvot, right? They offered Korban Pesach. They had the blood of that. They did Brit Milah. They had the blood of that. But they were still the same Hebrew Egyptians that they were before. So this is for this Datsu Kane. It's Bali Tosfot on that. Hamayim lehem choma. It's choma's chaser ketiv. It's written without the vav. With fish batchila, that at the beginning, as they're crossing, or at this moment of their crossing, mitmalei hayam chema. The sea was full of anger, Alehem, for them, ad shebagavriel, the samam kechoma. And Gavriel, the guardian angel of Israel, as it were, made this chema into choma, into a wall. They were angry. Well, the Baal Turim similarly cites a medrash that chema ketiv, chaser, shekarsh barchu chema. Hashem was angry at them at that moment. Al pesel micha, they were left Egypt carrying Pesel Micha, the idol of Micha, Shevarim Mayim Bayim, that went with them out. Okay, you know the story of Pesel Micha? This
No.
is an appendix to Sefer Shoftim. The story that happened right pretty much at the beginning, right? At the beginning of Shoftim, after Yeshua has died, after the first Shofet Kaleb ben Yefuneh has died,
Something with
and the
his
people are,
mother. Does his
yes,
mother get
Gertrude.
involved?
Right. And here's the story, the beginning of the story. It's a fascinating story. But he Ish Mehar Ephraim, Mishmo Michayo, and there was a guy named Michayo, who we call Micha, Bamar Lima, and we come in the middle of the story. He tells his mother, Elefumia Kesef, Asher Lukachla, that 1,100 silvers that were stolen from you, that Ayalat, that you cursed, Begamamart, Bozanai, and you were complaining in my ears all the time about who stole, Hinei Kesef. Et ani lachakti. I have to admit, I stole it from you. But Tomer Imo Baruch Bani Hashem. His mother says, Baruch Hashem, you're such a wonderful boy. You returned my stolen money. Yoshevet Elaf and Meyak Kesef Imo. So he turns the money, the 1,100 silver, to his mother. But Tomer Imo, and his mother said, Hekdesh Hikdashi Kesef Hashem. I donated this money to God. I said, took a vow that if I was going to get my stolen money back, I was going to dedicate it to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Miadi livni. And so I'm giving it from my hands to my son. Lasot pesel u'masecha. So I'm going to build an idol. Vatashi v'enolach. So I'm giving this money back to you. Thank you for returning it. I want you to build an idol. Yeshiva kesel. So he gives the money to his mother. But Dikach Imo Matam Kesef, so his mother takes 200 of the silver at Nail Tzaref and brought it to the idol maker. Vasu Peso Masecha, they made it a molten idol. Michayahu, and this was in the house of Micha. He now has this idol dedicated to Hashem.
Dedicated to Hashem.
This is a Kesef for Hashem. This is a young, I'm serving God here by making an idol.
That's odd, right?
The point of the story that it wasn't odd at all.
You mean that's what they did?
People did that, right? They're complaining about this all the time, that that's how you serve God, and God's like all the other gods. And just what that was exactly the point here, is that these are nice, frum people, say, Baruch Hashem all the time, I'm going to build an idol. This is just the people. Micha lo Beit Elohim, and Micha actually built this up into a whole temple of Beit Elohim. And so this ends up being like a competition to the Mishkan.
Oh.
He builds a whole theme park. He has an inn, and the striking thing about it, this presages the division of the kingdom, but his Beit Elohim with his pesel in it is welcomes visitors. It's an icon of Beit Adam Lamakom, where we contrast it with Eli's sons, who are very dedicated to God and Frumkeit, but they're not very good, as we quoted before. Ephod, and he makes himself an ephod, utrafim, and more statues. And he appoints one of his sons to be the Kohen in his little temple here. And the paragraph ends by Mimahim, Ein Melech Yisrael, Ish Hayashar Be'inav Yaseh. Everyone would do what they thought was right. Kind of message. And yes, this is not right, but this was a thing that was done. Right? These are from people, says Baruch Hashem, who are sincerely worshiping Hashem with an idol. So this is technically Avodah Zarah, not Elohim Achirim, but Avodah Zarah means strange service of Hashem. And that's what the Baal Torah means when he said he took that out of Egypt. Not literally Pesel, I mean, he makes the Pesel here, but those kind of attitude and way of thinking, right? They're thinking like Egyptians. God's taking us out. Yay, God, let's build an idol so we can bow down to it. So
Is
this
that what
moment,
the golden calf was, essentially?
yes, we're going to get to that. And the Medrash
Oh.
connects us with Micha as well. Same thing. Micha here is the one who built the golden calf, Midrashically speaking.
Wasn't Elohim Achirim.
It was not Elohim Achirim. Their intention was to serve God. Okay, so this moment we're saying that of Yeshuva, Mayim, Rechav HaRashim, Kol Keparo, by Mayim, was a moment of judgment.
Okay.
Right? They're of the Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says, Halol Avodah Zarah, Halol Avodah.
Well.
Right? Why should they be saved? Rashi brings that up when it says, that the angel, the pillar of God, is represented by the angel is represented by the pillar that was going before the camp, went behind them. Usually it says Malach Hashem, but here was Malach Elokim. Because Elokim is Bechol Makom Ela, Ein Elokim Bechol Makom Ela Din. This is a moment of judgment. They're being judged at this moment. Mayim was a chema, it was a moment of anger. And the Yalkut Shimoni, going back to the Midrash, says, Sama'el, Lefana, right? That the Satan, Sama'el, came and said to God, Ribbono shel Olam, Lo avdu Yisrael avodah zarah, Mitzrayim weren't Bnei Yisrael serving idols, they're doing avodah zarah. You see him doing miracles for them? Hey, Mashmiya Kol Lasar Shalyam, and he, someone else here, was speaking loud enough that the angel over the sea heard. But it was angry at them. We case the tava.
Who was angry? God? What
Well,
this?
we can't going back. Different midrashim will say either the sea itself or Hashem was angry.
Oh.
Because Malachim basically the manifestation of Hashem's will, so I don't think that's a different thing. We have this idea that they're hanging in the balance here. The sea's going to drown them as well.
Okay.
Case of Tan. And obviously Hashem decides, okay, no, we're going to save them, but it ends up badly because this Pesel Micha that they took out, this way of thinking, results exactly in the Egel HaZahav.
Oh.
Said, right? That's exactly what the Egel is, right? We're going to serve Hashem. No, but they definitely wanted to serve. Well, some of them have said that this is a God. Most of them said this is our way of serving Hashem. This goat. This is the Tanchuma, Amar Yirmiyah.
Well, how did they know that that's not the way to serve Hashem? Lo tasa kol tmuna or whatever. How'd they know?
Because right at, well, let's look at it. So they didn't necessarily know it when they're leaving the Yamsu. And we're going to see that Hashem, in exactly the same Medrash, forgives them because they're, under sin, they're Shogegim. But the mitzvah, let's go back.
They know it when they the first
So
mukhlaf.
Yeah, so yeah, right after the luchos, let's go back to the table contents. Where do I okay, so we have the call okay. Right, they have Aseret Dibrot, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right? Lo Yeti Elohim Acharim, that's fine. That's the same.
Yeah.
Don't make images of anything.
So,
Okay.
but before this, how did they know that this
We're not
wasn't
claiming
there?
they know.
Oh.
Right? They're not destroyed. I mean, okay. And Hashem tells them right afterwards. Right, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Kodemar ben Israel, Temri Tem, Kimir Shemaim, Dibarti Machem, Lotasuniti, Elohe Chesva, Zahav, Lotasu Lahem, No, make God with gold or silver, etc. Right, so that, right. So again, they have this and they're worshiping Avodah Zarah, but Hashem says they know they didn't have real, right, basically, they don't have a good way of knowing. It may be wrong, but they don't know, necessarily know. This is the Egel HaZahav, by the time we get the Egel HaZahav, they should have known. So then they get punished.
By the time they get where?
The Egel HaZahav, right? After they get the Luchot, it says, don't do
Yeah,
this. So this is the Midrash, right?
right.
Shevi'u HaNezamim. So when they brought their jewelry, Talar Aaron Eilav Shamayim, Aaron looked to heavens and said, Eilech HaNasati Einai, HaYoshi B'Shamayim, going to Hillim here, I pray to you, Atayu Dea Kol Machshavot. You know, you, O God, who knows what all thoughts, Shebal Korchi and Yosef, I'm doing this against my will. I don't really want to make this thing. Yishlich la'esh, threw the gold into the fire. Uvorach hartumim vasu b'chartumei hem, and the magicians came and made this calf. Right, where the Midrash is acquitting Aaron from actually making it. Yeshurim, they say, Shemicha, our friend Micha, the Pesel Micha, Natal haluach shekatava Moshe aleishur, took the tablet that Moshe had written, "Oh, arise, O ox," referring to Yosef, "Sha'Allah Aron Hashem Yosef," that he used to get to find the burial place, the coffin of Yosef, who's called the Shur. Right, Bechor Shoro Hodarlo, that was Yosef's symbol. Then he shlicho toch hakur ben hazamim, and he sent this tablet in among the jewelry. Yatzah ha'egel go'ed, and a mooing calf came out. So this was Micha who made this calf come out. Kishuhu mekarkeya, and as it was prancing about, Yichilu Amrim, it said, "This is your God of Israel."
What is that Aleshor? What is that a quote from?
Aleishur is what the Midrash says that was written on a tablet, a luach, that Moshe used to find Yosef's coffin. He wants to
Oh.
take. He wants to take Yosef's body back to bury in Israel.
And they didn't know where he was.
You know where it was, right? We have the story of that Sarah came to him and told him, because Sarah was still alive all this time. And she told him, and it was in the river, and he said, "You know, Aleh Shor," and it came out.
Oh, but that's not in the text, Aleh
That's
Shor.
not, no, there's nothing in the text. No, the fact that Yosef is called that the tribe of Yosef is symbolized by an ox. That's part of the text.
Oh,
That was
wow. I
Yosef's symbol.
didn't know this, Aleh Shor. Okay, wow.
Okay.
Wow, did I know that Serach told him?
We've talked about Sarah and how she appears in Jewish history as in voice of continuity.
Yeah.
And Torah Dimecha and Rosh Soloveitchik's way of looking at that. We've talked about Sarah. Not this week's parsha.
Yeah. I'll sure. That's weird. Okay.
Is weird, but it connects again. We're saying that Micha was br brought the this idol out and made it into the Egel HaZahav, and he will be the one who makes the Pesel Micha when they come into Israel. Again, that's the sort of this attitude about how we serve Hashem and that's wrong and that's bad. So we don't sing that Hamayim Lehem Choma because it was a moment of judgment. It wasn't something to sing about. And so that's what the says. That's the minhag that we sing the first one.
Okay.
It's a miracle, but not the second one. Because this is a moment of chema, of judgment. Okay? But yet, we do sing it.
Oh.
You listen in shul, they're going to sing both of them, unless they don't. We have another mic, but if you listen, young Israel, they always sing both. And so, Rav Yehuda Leib continues, "V'yeshikatzvu, for those who say the Adarabba, the absolute kaven shel marot haketzrog, that despite this testimony against them, the judgment, hitzilam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem saved them. He didn't drown them. V'im kein, if so, tzarich lefarsem es. We have to go publicize that. So we should sing this moment, okay? Hashem did save us in this moment when the walls are collapsing. This is." The Alkud continues in this Medrash, this image of Samael is telling God, you can't save him. They were serving Avodah Zarah. This is all wrong. Miyad Hashiv lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Samael. Hashem answers Samael, Shoteh Shebaolam, right? You idiot. V'chi l'datam avduha, is that were serving Avodah Zarah intentionally? Alolo avduha ela mitoch shibud. They're serving it because they are enslaved, because Torah datam. This definitely is a typo. This is that time. Come on, let it go. There we go. That's just, you know. Now that's probably bad OCR rather than a typo. Because they're confused. You're judging they're shogeg on this. They had no way of knowing better. They've been enslaved all this time, and they're under duress, as though they're doing this intentionally. We're not going to kill them. We're not going to destroy them. We'll give them a chance. They'll fail that chance. We know that. We're not going to destroy them now. The angel of the sea heard this response by Hashem. This anger that it had over Israel, that's going to destroy Israel. Mitzrayim was now angry at the Egyptians. Jamar says, the waters went back. They moved back from Israel and they drowned the Egyptians.
And it's the second one that doesn't have the verb.
Right. It was a moment of
Okay.
fame, but we pronounce it chol because it ended up being the walls. Hashem saves us, but Yosha Hashem, B'nai Yisrael, Miyam Mitzrayim. Hashem saves us. Hashem opted not to destroy it, which is great, but is it a reason to sing Shira? Okay? Because it's always the thing that you may be grateful when we have a near miss, when you're saved from danger. It would have been better never to be in danger in the first place. But that's not how we
Yeah.
work. As a human
Oh.
being, right, we don't thank God for, today I didn't get into an accident. No one even came close, right? I feel being saved if at a near accident. The car just runs right in front of me. Everybody stops and stops. I don't feel that way, right? We save Birkat HaGomel or bring a Karban Torah when we're saved from a life-threatening situation. That's when we feel the Hashem's intervention. So we sing Shira not oh just over the salvation here, but for the battles we need to survive to get there. Which was an interesting point that this was quoted in the name of the Beit HaLevi, the Rav Soloveitchik's grandfather, but I couldn't find it inside, so I'm gonna have to do secondhand. So we say Al HaNisim, right? Al HaNisim, the miracles of Purkan being saved, Al HaGvurot, the strength, Al HaTshuot, and for the salvation, Al HaFlovin, the winners, the Al HaMilchamot. And we thank God for the war. Right? All this other thing, yeah, we're saved, Purkan, Teshuah, that's great, but why am I thanking you? Wouldn't it be better not to have any milchama? No. This is from Avishai Maitlis is in Petach Tikva. So, but Hoda'at Al HaNisim. With the thanking Hashem and Al HaNisim. Kalu gamet hoda al milchamot. We thank God also for the war. The tzarech biyur. We have to understand that the mashmut hoda is it. Why we thank God?
What's that
Arakedat.
tzaddik vet, Tzarich Biur?
Oh, yes. You never. Okay, so there are a couple of initials that you need to know when you're presenting a question. So tzarech iyun, tzadi
Biyun?
ayin, means this is a question that I don't have an answer for.
Oh.
Tzarech Iyun Gadol said Sadi Ayin Gimel. That means this is a question that really bothers me, but I still don't have an answer for it. So Bior is always indicates this is a question that I'm going to give you an answer to.
Oh.
That's just halakhic literature jargon. So
Okay.
Terech Iyun would be left it would be left as a question. Terech Bior means he's going to tell you an answer. Okay, so
Okay.
what does it mean to say Amitmo? And he quotes a book, a sefer called Harei Kedem, BRLP Beit HaLevi, again, Beparshat Beshalach. And I looked through the Beit HaLevi on Beshalach. I didn't see it inside, so we have to quick word for it. Ki chiyuv shira eino alat shu shuva bovad, that we have to sing shira not just on being saved, al gamal tzara, but also the pain that came before it. She came biladeh lo nodah Yeshua, that we would never have had a salvation. We never had Yeshua to praise Hashem for without the situation beforehand. Right? We have to acknowledge that that was part of what brought us to this place. So we sing to Hashem for the Choma and we sing to Hashem for the Chema as well. Because both together make us who we are. So you can listen to
Very nice.
Shul. Okay, watch for the. But do you normally go to Shul in time for
Okay, I have to.
the Torah?
When Jack gets home,
Asking about the whether he's getting laying both of those with the Nigun
so
Miuchad.
some do and some don't.
Right.
Wait,
Some
some
young
do
Israel,
both, some
some
do
do
just
both.
the first, some do just the second,
Correct.
and some do both. There are three minhagim.
Right. And I assume
Three.
there are those who don't do it at all, they just don't have any special name. But
Oh.
young Israel, Dr. Katz always did both, as far as I remember. Max Gornish always does both. And Zvi Mishevsky always does both. He's laying this week.
You do both, it kind of the question won't come up. Like you just do both. It's the same thing.
Right,
If
well,
you
the question
only
then
do
is.
one, then you ask, well, how come you didn't do the other one? And then the Chema and the Choma come up.
Okay.
I mean, who even notices that vav missing if you do both?
That's why we have to give the shear so you notice
Yes,
these
there's a
details
very
here.
good shiur. I like this one.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to say good night.
Good night. Good morning.
Have a good morning. Go tell Jack to make sure he lands it correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows all this.
Yeah, but I wonder what the minhag, our little minion, is.
I don't know.
I don't
Yes, hey,
know.
do you normally get to shul on time? It's for laning.
I usually get there for laning. Yeah.
Okay, so you have to pay attention. So this is in Revi.
Both of them, they're near each other.
Yeah, it's
Okay.
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 Take
Thank
care.
you.